Pope Francis is en route to the island of Lampedusa, the tiny island roughly halfway between the coast of Tunisia and the coast of Sicily, which has been a port of safety for untold thousands of migrants making the perilous and often deadly crossing from North Africa to Europe. In 2011, the Arab Spring began to put a severe strain both on the Italian government's small processing center on the island and on the lives of islanders themselves. Massimiliano Menichetti is on Lampedusa and spoke with Omar, a young Tunisian migrant who made the crossing in 2011 and now works as a mediator at the island's processing facility.
I'm coming from Tunisia. I'm passing really catastrophe and difficult living with 118 people inside the boat. For me, it's very, very difficult. But for me, thank you, God, because I'm here. I'm now, I'm a Lampedusa, I'm a job. I make a translator. I'm going Rome. Thank you for this family from Lampedusa. It's helped me for training, study. I make diplomas, and after then, I'm send my CV, and I'm jobbing in the Centro Accoglienza in Lampedusa. And my job is, for me, is difficult job, but is amazing. For the same time, it's amazing job because I have wonderful and especially relationships with the friendly and with the brother from Africa.
Omar expressed joy at the prospect of Pope Francis' visit.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy because when I was, I'm listening to this big father and this person because he's a good person. He's have a cleaning heart and big heart, wonderful heart. Because I'm not really, there are many persons to say, oh my God, this is the first visit, he saw Lampedusa. He say, okay, the second, the third, and what I can do in the future. This. And I'm say thank you so much, and I'm say I'm confident. You, Padre Francesco, you help many people, and you give the peace.
At about 10 a.m. Lampedusa time, Pope Francis is to celebrate an open-air mass. Video footage of the mass will be available through the Vatican Player, which you can find on our website at rv.va.